If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and it's time to talk to Steve Burness, who is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And Steve, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Wendy. Happy tip-off to rip-off day.
There we go. Boy, you're getting it in right away now, don't you? You just
right
want,
away.
It's the drinking. Yeah, it's our drinking game we play with Steve Burness. All right, so there are some Social Security scams going on out there, and people need to be aware. Talk to us about this.
Oh, yes, Wendy. The Office of the Inspector General for the Social Security Administration is warning seniors about a new scam, really using fake U.S. Supreme Court letterhead and forging signatures from Chief Justice John Roberts. So they're kind of making scaring you that you're getting a letter from the U.S. Supreme Court that you're in trouble or something is wrong with your Social Security number, has been compromised, but you click here, we'll take care of it for you, and that's the scammer on the side taking care of it and trying to steal your identity. So be very careful. Anybody warning you, wanting to do something in 30 minutes, Wendy, that's usually the, you know, tip off to rip off. But the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza.
Yep.
That's it. Anything else, do the research. Check it out with the Better Business Bureau.
All right. Now, November is Thank a Business Month. Tell us about this.
It's so important. Customer reviews, we talk about them all the time. There's a lot of great businesses out there. Unfortunately, sometimes the bad businesses get all the press and coverage, but there's a lot of great businesses. A great electrician you may have or a plumber. We want, in November, we want to make sure consumers thank that business by doing customer reviews at the Better Business Bureau, again, at bbb.org. So many great businesses. And if you don't ask for a review, some businesses just get negative reviews. And we want to help small businesses, especially in the Thanksgiving as we enter the holiday season, to really think about all of November. Think about the great businesses that have done great work for you or that you really cherish. Compliment them with a customer review at the Better Business Bureau and check on those companies as well.
And when you're looking for a good company, there's something called Get a Quote. It's a tool that the BBB offers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, one thing people don't know about the Better Business Bureau's referral agency. We've been doing this for 99 years now. You know, finding businesses that people can trust. So we have a tool on the internet. Basically, if you're looking for a roofer, a waterproofer, or a new car, whatever it may be, you can go get a quote from our accredited businesses directly online. And they'll respond to you quickly, and they'll be in your area. You can pick the area you're coming from and what you're looking for. And these companies are really the companies that meet our standards of trust and what they commit to. Honestly, transparency, responsiveness, and integrity, they appear and participate in this Get a Quote program. So it's really simple. If you need a contractor or waterproof, like I said, just go online, get a quote from our accredited businesses, and it gets sent out to them directly. And you get a listing of them in your area, and you can talk to them and determine whether or not you want to do business with them.
BBB.org. Finally, I want to talk to you about it's time to fall back. Daylight savings time ends November 2nd, so we will fall back an hour. You're supposed to change the batteries in your smoke detector at every time we switch our clocks, which is twice a year, and also check your credit report. Good advice.
Yes. It's so important, Wendy, as we talk about identity theft quite often, as you know, don't assume that your credit report remains uncompromised. A lot of people say, I didn't buy anything online or I didn't buy anything using credit. Well, the scammer can get to your cards or get to your credit in many different ways through breaches that are happening continuously and daily. We're hearing about it. So as you change your batteries for your smoke detectors, please check your credit report and at annualcreditreport.com. That's the only site you should go to, sanctioned by the government. Again, annualcreditreport.com. And parents, especially if you have children, their IDs can be compromised as well. Please check them at least twice a year when you change your batteries for your smoke detectors. And it'll be, it's a great way to prevent identity theft from happening. Or if you are a victim already, Wendy, it's a great way of fixing it sooner, because the longer you wait, the harder it is to fix your identity if it's been stolen or compromised. Some consumers take 3-4 years to fix their credit on situations like that. So please check your credit reports and go to, again, annualcreditreport.com.
Any Halloween scams we should know about?
there's always those fake pop-up stores. So be careful. They're appearing everywhere in Chicago now. You got gas stations. You got these stores saying they're selling Halloween stuff. Be very careful. They might have counterfeit items. And they're not going to be around on November 1st when you have an issue or you want to bring it to them. So be careful of that. And fake companies online, too, on every season, but also on Halloween, because a lot of money spent during Halloween, the scammers will always go that way as well. So look on, if you're looking online, make sure you check those companies out with the Better Business Bureau, but they also do have a, make sure they have a track record as well.
Thank you so much, Steve Burness, giving us all the tip-offs to the rip-offs. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, Wendy.
You as well. He's Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. You can go to bbb.org.